Pete's already mentioned, we're working through a series of in Colossians. We've got an overall, overarching theme, really, for the year that we've entitled Open to God. And looking in these weeks at being open to God as we read Colossians and what it is that we learn from that about our life in Christ, especially. And I'd like to read to you this morning for verses 1 to 11, and then we'll reflect on those words. I'm reading from the Good News Bible, but if you have another translation, you may want to follow it or just listen and hear God's word read. You have been raised to life with Christ. So set your hearts on things that are in heaven, where Christ sits on his throne at the right-hand side of God. Keep your minds fixed on things there, not on things here on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your real life is Christ. And when he appears, then you too will appear with him and share his glory. You must put to death, then, the earthly desires at work in you, such as sexual immorality, indecency, lust, evil passions, and greed, for greed is a form of idolatry. Because of such things, God's anger will come upon those who do not obey him. At one time, you yourselves used to live according to such desires when your life was dominated by them. But now you must get rid of all these things: anger, passion, and hateful feelings. No insults or obscene talk must ever come from your lips. Do not lie to one another, for you have taken off the old self with its habits and have put on the new self. This is the new being which God, its creator, is constantly renewing in his own image in order to bring you to a full knowledge of himself. As a result, there is no longer any distinction between Gentiles and Jews, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarians, savages, slaves and free. But Christ is all. Christ is in all. Father, we thank you again for your word to us in Scripture, and pray that as we reflect on it now, you would move among us by your Spirit, and that your word would bear fruit in our lives, shaping us increasingly into the image of the Word, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. I don't normally use video clips when I preach. I decided to today without knowing Pete was also going to use a video clip, so I do apologise and hope you don't feel that you might as well have stayed home and watched telly. I'm actually going to show you two clips from probably my favourite film. I'm no runner, but I've always loved the film Chariots of Fire. And there are a couple of clips I'd like to show you, particularly focusing on Eric Liddell. If you don't know the story, the film is about Harold Abrahams and Eric Liddell, who both won gold medals in the 1924 Olympic Games. It's a great film about two great men and what motivated them, what drove them in their lives. If you know Liddell's story, you'll know too that he was a deeply committed Christian. He held what we see probably many of us as old-fashioned views when it came to what you could and couldn't do on a Sunday. We'll come back to that a bit later. But nevertheless, he won admiration.